So back to the studio. Do you hear us? Because we are connecting through the internet, everything is always complicated.
Yes, I hear you just fine.
Super, perfect. Thank you so much for finding time to talk with us. Maybe first you can introduce yourself, how you want to be called, and then maybe tell a little bit about the new squad. We know nothing. I don't know where to start.
Okay, sure thing. My name is Jan. I am a member of the coordination and PR team at the new squad that has opened two Saturdays ago, on the 3rd of September, in Ljubljana. And you can refer to me as Comrade Jan, Jan, whatever. I have no real preference. However, in terms of the squad, it is called Platz, as your colleague pointed out earlier. And it's the name itself is an acronym for the Ljubljana Participatory Autonomous Zone. Of course, the acronym doesn't work in English the same way as it does in Slovene, but I think you get the idea. Now, the way that we decided to structure our presence in the media is to present this as a autonomous zone that basically serves as a critical response to ever-increasing gentrification in Ljubljana, but also in Slovenia as a whole, and the mass shortage of places where young people can autonomously work to achieve their dreams of self-reliance and cultural process, and it mostly serves as a place where you are free of self-censorship, free of the ever commercialized market, and basically, it's a open place for anybody to fulfill their dreams.
What's your opinion? I mean, is it also kind of linked to the eviction of Rock, or maybe even as a response on the things the city council or the city is now doing with the former building of Rock, that they do kind of a social center, I don't know how to call it, like done or run by the state or the city, or in some, I don't know, really restricted way?
Well, our connection to Rog is basically just that a lot of people that used to participate in the autonomous factory of Rog are also participating now in Platz, but they constitute a minority of people. It's mostly just a younger, it's mostly a completely new generation of squatters and, people participating in such things. However, we do have a respectful attitude towards the legacy of Rog, but we really try to avoid to see ourselves as a sort of Rog 2.0. So far, in regards to how the city authority treated the former factory, we have a bit of an advantage, since the place itself that we are squatting is not in possession of the Ljubljana authority, but rather it is in possession of the so-called public tender for collection of binding bids, which is like this government-owned public tender that basically seizes abandoned property and then sells it off to, the highest bidder for their own sustainability. And thus, we are not really, we don't have to interact with the city authority, which has been extremely hostile to any sort of autonomous zones or squats, both in the past and also in the future. And instead, we have to lead talks with this public tender for a collection of binding bids instead, which is a bit more favorable, fingers crossed.
And you described also already the idea of the squat, but maybe you can describe what it is, like how big it is. Is it outskirts, or maybe it's in the center of Ljubljana, or like what it is physically to imagine?
So the place itself is a former restaurant slash pub that was used by a trade union for road workers that no longer exists. And then afterwards, it was just a pub that was used by the general community in the vicinity. Then it was abandoned for 10 years, and now we are using it. It is roughly 80 square meters of space, plus a very large basement area with a lot of different rooms that will be repurposed for art ateliers or a MMA slash kind of like a gym. I can't
martial think arts or something.
Yes, martial arts, but it, not exclusively martial arts. Also, just any other sort of physical activity. Yeah, I can't think of the exact word for it currently in English. Its location is basically, it's not exactly in the center. It's a good 15 to 20 minute walk from the center, and it's located on what is generally conceived of as a relatively big street. However, it's sort of off to the side next to a industrial zone and surrounded by a high density residential area. However, the building itself is also surrounded with a lot of trees and sort of like a jungle, but this is just as a consequence of years of neglect. A good consequence of this is that any sound that we emit from the place itself is sort of muffled by all this foliage. To answer your question, we are not really in the city center. We're not even in the outskirts. We're just sort of in like this in between area, in a high density sort of post socialist residential area.
And does it plan also that somebody would live inside, or you only will use it as whatever, call it social center or something like this?
Yeah. Well, people are already living inside it. Every day we have collective breakfast, lunch, and dinner. There's at any point at least 5 to 10 people who are sleeping in the place itself. However, we are trying to increase this number because it is vital for to prevent sudden eviction or let's say police raids or raids by the security job that the public tender for collection of binding bids has hired to protect the actual building itself. So there are people living there, but the primary purpose is for it to serve as a social center.
Maybe you can also tell a little bit about activities you carried out there so far since you squatted it some weeks ago.
Yeah, of course. So we have conducted a lot of picnics. We've conducted picnics both for people who just are passing by, people who occupy the place, and also for the surrounding community, because we generally want to keep good ties to the community and also to avoid any violent confrontation or disturbance of public peace or whatever. But other than that, we have also organized several concerts, from various folk singers to in Slovenia, there's this phenomenon of partisan singing choirs. One of them came and gave a concert, and it was very nice. We've also organized performances by a circus group that used to work in Rog and Metelkova, as well as various how is it called? Like learning basic dexterity and practical things like knitting, welding, things like this. And also tutorships for English for children that cannot afford very expensive tutors. Things like this.
Sounds really cool. That leads me to my next question, as like the connection with the neighborhood is a really crucial thing if you are squatting. How is that connection so far? I mean, you mentioned already that you also did activities which tried to include like the neighbors, and also I imagine that maybe like the property or like the owner of the house, as you told, that they sell like property from people which they took it away from them, might be something which can gain some sympathies in like from the people around.
The general response from the surrounding community so far has been very positive. We have had a lot of people come over and donate like old mattresses and furniture and food, and just generally we don't seem to be a disturbance. Across the street from where the place is located, there's like this there's like this old bar that a lot of older folks from the area go to, and in the bar itself, on the wall, you see a portrait of Yugoslav dictator Josip Broz Tito. We have a lot of sympathy from these Yugo nostalgics. Other than that, I mean, the only neighbors that we would say have found us problematic is the actual public tender for a collection of binding bids, who owns the a building next to us as well, that used to be, as I mentioned earlier, the trade union for road workers. And they have like this very large concrete platform in the back with like old unused electronic equipment, they expressed their grave concern on, I believe it was the third day of the occupation, that we would steal this junk from them, basically, and they put up a fence around us they kind of did us a favor, but also it was in their own self-interest. Those are the only people that we've really had a negative response from. But other than that, it's been pretty good. It's been very peaceful.
And anyway, how is it to squat in Ljubljana? I don't know. What could you face? What is the eviction risks? And like, what any prognosis you can do? How the state can react?
I would like to say that maybe it's too early to say that the squatting situation in Ljubljana has improved. we had an election, general election this year, and the ruling coalition parties were once invited to answer some questions by a group of some 100 NGOs, and one of the questions was, do you support basically squats and autonomous places like Metelkova, like Rog, and would you support an expansion of such places? And all of the ruling coalition parties said that they are in favor and that they support this kind of activity. But so far, only one of these parties has very openly voiced their support. The Prime Minister of Slovenia actually, funnily enough, texted us, like from his personal account on Instagram, and said something along the lines of, I'm following you, I support you as a person, but I know that it is only a matter of time before the property owner will enforce his right to claim his territory or whatever, yada yada. And he used emojis, so he was very down to earth with us about that one. Just generally, in Ljubljana, the main risk of eviction is the mayor himself that has been in position for, I believe it's over 10 years now, and he's running for another term. He has been extremely hostile to such initiatives. He has very often threatened to put an end to Metelkova. He was the one that fabricated an eviction notice for Rog, where he claimed famously that nobody was occupying the building at the time of eviction. He is sort of viewed as this force of perpetual gentrification of the city, and he definitely does not support us one bit. But broader public support seems to be in our favor, of course, with notable exceptions. But like I said earlier, the surrounding community is supportive. The general public attitude is that these are some young people who have nowhere else to go, so they created a place for themselves to create and to live outside of the limits of modern bureaucracy and commercialized living and creation.
Okay, thank you so much. We'll need to come to the end of the interview, but maybe you can tell us how the people can get in touch with you, and those who want to maybe network, make some mutual aid whatsoever, come for a visit.
Yes, of course. I suggest that you follow our social media accounts. You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Our name is Autonomni, so AVTONOMNI _ PLAC, Platz, which of course is Autonomous Platz. We post our activities, our program. Our location is also posted in the description if anybody chooses to, in the bios if anybody chooses to visit. But in terms of help, any sort of donations of like old cloth, mattresses or furniture, or maybe light bulbs, cables, electronics, whatever, is very, very welcome. But more than anything, food is necessary for the upkeep of the kitchen and of daily breakfasts, dinners and lunches. If anybody chooses to visit and lend a hand with cleaning and with organizing, they are very, very much welcome. Anything else that you can do is share and get the word out, because so far the response has been so positive that we are banking on the fact that public opinion being this positive of us reduces the risk of eviction by a lot, and it is crucial for the continued survival of our little place.
Yeah, that's really cool to listen to such a cool history and successful squatting, what's not that easy to believe in around here. So we wish you a lot of strength for the ongoing struggle.
And a lot of fun.
Yeah, fun.
Thank you.
And really enjoyed the conversation. We blasted our time limit, by the way. yeah, we will go on with our show. But then, thanks a lot.
Take care.
Thank you for having me.
Maybe hear you next time. Good luck.
Thank you. Gladly. Sorry for taking up.
No.
It's okay.
Okay. Ciao.
Ciao.